Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the Mormons and specifically Angel Studios. They have raised $20 million in equity crowdfunding, which is the max that they could do. So they maxed out on their equity crowdfunding campaign, raised $20 million in what I would call a legal scam. It is completely legal what they did, but there's a sucker born every day, and there's over 20,000 suckers that we're going to talk about today. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Linked in the description below. But also, check out our book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. And specifically in Commandment 10, we talk about building. And investing is part of building, and today we're going to talk a little bit about that. And again, how Angel Studios definitely got a lot of people invested in a bad investment, in my opinion. But we're going to talk about that. So this is the Angel Studios crowdfunding or crowd equity campaign. $20 million they raised. And that's insane. They maxed out, so legally, this is how it works. How it works is there's Regulation A, part of the Securities Act of 1933. I believe this is an Obama-era regulation that allows companies to crowdfund their equity, using equity to crowdfund, and they don't have to go, you know, publicly traded and stuff like that. It's sort of a bypass route, a way to democratize early stage investing. So I actually like the idea of Regulation A. And they are in Tier 1, which allows them $20 million in securities within a 12-month period. No other restrictions on the number of investors or anything like that. So they are raising up to $20 million and they have maxed out. So the other benefit of equity crowdfunding is the people who invest have preferential treatment on the distributions until they achieve a return of 1.2 times their initial investment. So if you invest $100 in this company, they have to pay you $120 in preferential distributions before they can do a normal distribution. So you have preferred distributions for that time. Now, is Angel Studios going to do that? No, you are not getting any dividends if you invest in Angel Studios. You are investing in a stock that is a store of value that has no real liquidity. And they do say that on their website, that this has there's no real liquidity to this investment. And to be prepared to hold on to the stock for a long time. So what is their sales pitch for this investment? And it comes down to two things. First of all, Rotten Tomatoes, they have highly rated movies via audience scores, which not always a reliable metric, but nonetheless. And the other thing that they're really banking on is Sound of Freedom. Angel Studios distributed Sound of Freedom. They made a lot of money distributing Sound of Freedom, but that was one movie in 2023 that they made a lot of money on that they did not produce. They distributed it. They made a lot of money off of that. But that is one movie. And what have they done since that's even come close to replicating the success of Sound of Freedom? And the other thing to note here, and this is a red flag in my opinion, you have no idea what the valuation of Angel Studios is. So you're supposed to pay $30.14 a share, but you have no idea what the valuation of the company is. You don't know what the market cap of this company is. That, to me, is a giant, glaring red flag. What are we evaluating this company at? Nobody knows. Now, there is math that you can do, and this is overly simplistic. So there's 85 million shares that are allowed, authorized, in the Articles of Incorporation for Angel Studios, and at $30.14 a share, this would be $2.5619 billion. That is how much, that is the maximum valuation that this company has. Now, this assumes, this math assumes that all of the shares are authorized and outstanding, that are authorized or outstanding. That is unlikely to be the case. What I think is going on is they are issuing shares that have previously not been outstanding. So they are issuing new shares, in a sense, that these are not outstanding shares. Now, the way that this works, and this is one of the reasons not to invest, you will have no real power over this company because they are selling 661,375 shares of their stock via the investors and the commission that they are paying to do this whole equity crowdfunding campaign. They're doing it's a commission-based service here. So they are selling a very insignificant amount of their total authorized shares of stock and raising $20 million in equity. Again, what is the valuation of this company? Is it a billion? Is it 2 billion? Is it 2.5 billion, the max? I highly doubt it's 100,000, 200,000, or even 300,000. I think they're really raising, this is a high price tag on whatever stock this is. And it's currently coming at a time when the company's success is not sustainable. Their 2024 numbers are not going to look nearly as good as their 2023 numbers. And let's get into that. So that's the next part I kind of talk about in this article. Angel Studios made it clear that they do not intend to pay dividends on this stock, and the holding value of the stock is the only real value. Of course, the ability to sell publicly owned but not publicly traded stock is not easy. You know, the Green Bay Packers are a very famous example of a publicly owned but not publicly traded stock, giving the investor very little liquidity. Now, you can sell a share of the Green Bay Packers on eBay and make a lot of money. You cannot do that with Angel Studios, especially when there's over 600,000, you know, plebeian-owned stocks out there. Something Angel Studios does readily admit this, by the way, and I give them credit for doing that. Moreover, they do not provide evaluation or financial statements for investors to consider. So you don't even have financial statements. Again, red flag in my opinion, but they are following Regulation A, which apparently you don't have to disclose your financial documents for this. Angel Studios made a lot of money off Sound of Freedom, a project they distributed but did not create. This success has elevated their status, but it's likely unsustainable. They are currently the eighth, or in 2023, they were the eighth largest film distributor in the United States, and that's based on market share. They still had a very small percentage of the market, and that's with Sound of Freedom making $200 million globally. That's not sustainable. That's not sustainable. And let's talk about their movies that they've come out with this year. Earlier this year, they distributed Cabrini, a feminist film that lost $30 million at least. That's based on the budget. It was a $50 million budget, and they made $20 million at the box office. And the decision to spend $50 million on a film that lacks mass appeal is a major error in judgment. Although, this is not what Angel Studios did. It was the Catholics that made that movie, not the Mormons. Just to be clear on that.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sound of Hope, The story of Possum Trot was made for a reasonable $8.5 million, but earned only $11.5 million at the box office. This movie might have benefited from being associated with the name Sound of Freedom, Sound of Hope, Sound of Freedom, and it's still underperformed. And it doesn't help that Letitia Wright complained about the film being advertised on Daily Wire and later distributed on the Daily Wire as well. So they had a funky arrangement with the Daily Wire to go direct to, you know, video on demand with the Daily Wire and their streaming platform. The producer of the film didn't like that, you know. That's on them because Angel Studios is trying to make money on a film that bombed. I also think the story of Possum Trot is not well known enough to... I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad story, but what I'm doing is I'm questioning the marketing ability of Angel Studios. I think that is something that's highly questionable because Angel Studios has a lot invested in the marketing of the films that they distribute, but there's clearly some mixed results at hand. Cabrini, I don't think it was well marketed, but it, you know, they spent $50 million on that movie. It should have been profitable at $20 million. It was not profitable $20 million. That's on the producers. That was not a $100 million box office movie, which is what it would have needed to have made money. Then we have Sight, earned $6 million at the box office based on an unknown budget, so we don't know if that movie was even profitable. The Shift earned $12.2 million off of a $6.4 million budget, so that's probably a profitable movie. But again, this is not the Sound of Freedom here. They're not even coming close to the Sound of Freedom and how much money they've made off of The Shift. That movie was also poorly marketed. That was a horrendous marketing campaign on the movie, and it might also be based on the source material. A modern retelling of the story of Job. That's just a turnoff for many Christians who believe, rightly so, that the story of Job does not need a modern retelling. The story of Job is epic rap battles of history. It does not need a modern interpretation. So that was poorly marketed, but again, probably also the source material is to blame there. And that movie got panned. But it might have come away profitable, but again, I don't think the marketing efforts of Angel Studios helped. You're better off advertising it as a gritty science fiction movie. So those are the performances at the box office. Oh wait, we have one more. The documentary After Death grossed $11.7 million, likely being the most profitable project since Sound of Freedom. $11.7 million on a documentary. That's pretty good. That is a really good box office performance. Angel Studios probably did a good job marketing it, but again, that's not even close to Sound of Freedom. They are not even coming close to justifying whatever ridiculous valuation they put on this company. Or that $30.14 price tag per share for a very insignificant number of shares that they sold. So, largely what they are banking on is an increase in revenue for their streaming service. And again, people are very streaming service fatigued. People already have Netflix. People already have Amazon Prime. Getting HBO Max and Disney Plus, that's more, but that's not too much to ask a lot of normal people out there. Services like Paramount Plus and, you know, Peacock are getting given away by internet providers and other platforms. Asking someone to pay for Angel Studios, again, that requires a religious level of devotion to the product. How much are you going to expand that? They're talking about nearly tripling the number of subscribers in the next year. Do you honestly believe that they're going to accomplish that? I do not. I think that is a laughable goal. They should be laughed out of the room with that type of projection. Notice they also have no revenue projections for the next year here. To me, also a red flag. So the box office totals are pretty underwhelming, but let us talk about the what's coming up next year for The Chosen. So they got some upcoming projects that I think are interesting, actually. So coming up, they got basically the two things that I think have a chance to be successful at the box office, make some good money. Young Washington, which is a founder's story. It seems to be a movie about George Washington. That sounds interesting to me. You have my attention. Am I convinced this is going to be good and not a sanitized version like the Mel Gibson's The Patriot? Who knows? But I doubt that's going to be a major box office hit. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think that's going to be your next Sound of Freedom. And then David, I do think this has the potential to be the next Sound of Freedom for Angel Studios. David, which is an animated epic about King David. A lot of potential there. This film has raised over $50 million in its own crowd equity funding campaign. They've done multiple tiers of investing for David. Now, I don't know how good it's going to be. Again, the sanitization is going to be a major issue of concern. Are they going to have Goliath die with a rock in his head, or is he actually going to get his head cut off like the scriptures say? Big question that's on my mind for the story of David coming out next Thanksgiving in 2025. So 2025 seems a lot more optimistic than 2024 for Angel Studios. But nonetheless, 2024 seems like a complete dud year in terms of their ability to capture lightning in a bottle or have a major box office success. Bonhoeffer, they're making a movie, they're distributing a movie about a heretic now. Not cool as well. So there's a lot of reasons why this is not a good investment. And I think a sucker is born every minute. And in this case, they found over 20,000 suckers, which I did the math on this. It rounds up to about $880 per person, which is less than when I wrote this article a few weeks ago. I wrote this article at the end of August 31st, and at the time it was $1,784 an investor, and they raised $4 million. Now they went to town on marketing this, and they got over 22,000 investors at $880 a pop. Again, this is for an investment that has no liquid or cash flow value, which I believe in cash flow. That's one of my primary investment strategies is cash flow. I like dividends, store value. I want to be able to use my stock while I own my stock. But this video is not about investing per se. It's about why this is a terrible investment, how Angel Studios definitely legally scammed people out of $20 million, totally legal, in an investment that will definitely not be worth it. For $880, you could have invested in something that's actually worth that much money, and you can publicly trade it. This, you have no liquidity, you have no cash flow to rely on. It's a bad investment, just point blank. And then the only way that you know how much your investment, what your investment is worth, is when they tell you. Like before, they said that they sold their stock for $3 a share. Now it's gone up 10x in value, and they're selling more of their stock publicly for $30.14 a share. So they told you how much the stock is worth without telling you how much the company is worth. But that's the only way you know how much the stock is worth. So those are my thoughts about that. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. And if you like this content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, smash that like button also. That probably helps. Probably helps. Can't hurt. Until then, stay based. Christ is King. We will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.